We're just breathing in and out slowly through the nasal passages, letting the mind come into a very buoyant space. Drawing the breath deep inside, long, slow inhalation. And exhale out slowly. One of the reasons why breathing is such an important element of our yoga practice is that conscious breathing creates positive change. It lets the mind come into a more subtle space, a more refined place, and we feel better. So with each and every inhalation and cycle of respiration, we're changing ourselves. Our cellular structure, our vibrational quality, our whole existence is undergoing change. When our movement is something towards more subtle, the yogis say that's positive change. And when the existence gets directed towards something more crude or less refined, then that's the other direction. And not just human beings, and not just with each and every respiration, but this whole cosmological order is in a constant state of change. Constantly unfolding in a new manner. Nothing ever gets repeated and nothing stays the same. That's why the yogis call this universe or this world is Jagat. Jagat means moving. Constant state of flux. Change. Mobile. So indeed, we live in a constant state of flux, both within our own unit existence and with that whole greater expression of creation around us. Everything's always moving. And of course, the irony is that humans don't like change. We like to have things the way they are, because that's what we're comfortable with. So how to reconcile this? The best way to reconcile it is always to keep the mind buoyant. Because most of the time we feel that life is going on as normal as we feel, most of the time. If anyone says to you, any changes in life, you say, nah, things are normal. Meanwhile, everything's changing constantly. But we don't recognize it as change. Mostly we recognize change when something unexpected happens. Then we think, okay, now things are changing. And so how to manage that, how to manage the unexpected, which is invariably going to transpire at some point. And seeing how we're pretty little beings in a vast universe, we're not really in control of much. but nor are we powerless. We're in control of our mind. And that's the one and only way to manage change in the best way possible. Therefore, we always try and keep the mind in a very gentle, buoyant state. Through our meditation, through our breathing, through all sorts of intuitional and contemplative endeavors. Then that change can be managed. It's kind of like the old weightlifter who lifts weights all the time, and then one time when he has to lift up a box, it's not difficult for him because he's been lifting weights. His physical body is prepared to have to carry a box for a little while. And people may say, oh, look at that guy, he has to carry that box. But he's not feeling like it's a big deal because he's in training for that. He didn't know he would have to carry it that day, but he could manage it. Same thing with meditation and change. Through constant endeavor. And it needs constant endeavor. Then we're able to manage the changes that we invariably encounter. And the yogis say those changes are ultimately good for your human development, whether we like them at the time or not. That we learn to accept challenges and to come up with creative solutions. The mind undergoes clash and cohesion, which is a point of struggle, and ultimately again reaches a point of buoyancy, which is a place of realization. And then when that same change comes at you, you're prepared for it, and you don't even think it's change. You think it's a normal situation that you can handle. And then the last section of it that we'll kind of go over today, and they say it's the greatest tenet of yoga or human endeavor. And they call it, the Sanskrit word for it is sharana, sharan, sharan, sharanagati. And it means surrender. And you're surrendering to what? You're surrendering to the ideal that this universe has a greater plan than you can conceive of in your own mind. And that that plan is beneficial for everyone, always. And with that type of trust and surrender, that brings great psychic stability to manage any change in this universe. No doubt, easier said than done. But that's the theory. And the practice is daily, constant endeavor to make the mind refined, light, through all ways of living in this universe. Through our food choices, through our recreational activities, through our meditation, through everything. And that's how we build strong from the inside out and are able to manage change as best as possible. Of course, we always feel struggle. But after that struggle comes victory, comes that state of ease and part of the greatness of human life. Namaskar.